We are learning Masechta Sukkah, Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph, and we're beginning three lines from the Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph. Amar Rav, Mani Mishdaya B'Metalsa. You'll have to keep your drinking cups in the Sukkah. That means even after you drank from them already, you still have to keep it in the Sukkah. And the reason is for two reasons. First of all, they don't get disgusting. Drinking glasses don't get dirty enough that it makes it disgusting. And number two is you might want to drink again. But mani michla bar metalasa. After you finish eating with the plate, you have to take it out of the sukkah because it's not nice to have dirty plates in the sukkah. And you're not going to eat again from that. You finish eating, you're not going to eat again. So therefore, you should take it out of the sukkah as soon as you can. Chatzva v'shochel bar metalasa. A chatzva and a shochel, which Rashi learns, it means like the pitcher that's made out of cheres, that you take out water, and shochel is a delishal eitz. These things also add a sukkah, they don't belong in the sukkah. And it means like the pots and pans, these type of things, you don't keep in the sukkah at all. What about the shraga metalasa? What about a candle? So shraga metalasa that you keep in the sukkah. The armila bar metalasa. And some say you keep it out of the sukkah. So it's a sukkah stira. But please, it's not a machlekes. Habasukkah gedola, habasukkah katana. And one's talking about a big sukkah, one's talking about a small sukkah. So what's the problem with a candle in the sukkah? So first of all, Tosfos explains, we're talking about a candle while it's being lit. That's part of a plate that you say you have to take out of the sukkah while you're eating from the plate, the fact that you have a plate in the sukkah. It's only after you finish eating with it, it's dirty, you're supposed to get it out of the sukkah because it's not nice for the sukkah. But a candle, it could be, even while it's lit, and using it for fire, you cannot have it in the sukkah. And what's the reason? Because the sukkah katana, if it's a small sukkah, there's a chashash that's going to make a fire. And since it's a small sukkah, it's a chashash make a fire, therefore, you can't have the candle in the sukkah. But by a bigger sukkah, you could have the candle in the sukkah. That's the two shittos over here. Bar mitlaso, in the mitlaso, the shaila is if it's a small sukkah, big sukkah. And if Shannon speak out also, a small sukkah does not mean a sukkah zayin a zayin. It means any sukkah is too small to handle a candle. Rashi actually says on Shraga, ner shel cheres. He says it's a lamp made out of cheres. And some of Shannon would die from Rashi. That Rashi sounds like it's only because it's a ner shel cheres, because it's mias, not because of the shashvayim. Because mias, if it's mias, it's not kashmak to have it there. That's the way some learn Rashi. Val kaponim, that's the shayla with a candle having a sukkah. If it's a shashvayim, you shouldn't have the candle in the sukkah. Zokta gemara vayta. Send the mishnah yeridu kasham. If it's raining, so meimis said mutter lefarish. When is a mutter for you to leave the sukkah? Mishnah tisrach hamikveh. When the tafshel, the food, gets ruined. And we spoke out that the first night of the sukkahs might be different. You do have to eat in the sukkah, even though it's raining, could be a tzidur imah. Like upon him, but it says on a regular day in sukkahs, if it's raining enough that the mikveh gets ruined, then you could leave the sukkah. Tana, we learned that a b'raisa, mishtisra chamikveh shal grisim. Even a tafshel of beans. So Rashi learns that tafshel grisim is, we're saying, a kula. Rashi says, maharis l'skalkel b'ksham utim. It gets ruined very quickly. So it's a kula. We're saying, don't have it's just strong rain. Even if it's a rain that will ruin your chalent, that alone is a reason to leave. The Ran learns the opposite. The Ran learns that really, there could be a level of mitzta'er from the rain even before the food gets ruined. So the Ran says like this, if you're not in the sukkah yet, as long as it's raining enough that you're mitzar, you don't have to go into the sukkah. But once you're in the sukkah, to leave the sukkah, it has to be so bad that the food is getting ruined. And that's what the Ran learns. So it's really like a chum. It's a chumrah. This dinner tisrach hamikvah. That the only time you can leave is after it gets ruined. Zok the Ran. I read the Ran. Near leave. The nokai gavna dafka kusha hischel lechol. Only started eating. Who day in the mutter lefanis? Now leave. Elamish tisrach hamikva. Kadeish la yira kim vapis the cost of yaitza. Shouldn't look like you're kicking the sukkah and leaving. Avaloi hischel lekonisba. Call shem it star machmas kashamim. Anytime you have tsar from the rain, potter. Kehecha the shari mashum buki visirchi the gagusha. Like I have before, if it smells of this, the mitzar alone could be a heter. So I think more of it. Abai was sitting in front of Yosef in the sukkah. Noshav zika, the wind came, kamaisi tzivusa, and it started blowing twigs all around. Amlu Rav Yosef, panel lemani mahachi. I take out my kelim from here, I have to leave. Only Abai, but now we learn, tisuch hamikvah, the only time you can leave, only after the food gets ruined. Here, just a few twigs blowing around. Amalei lididi. To me, kimin danin da toyi. Since I'm istinus, kamisha tisrach hamikvah domali. To me, it's like the level of tisrach hamikvah, and therefore I'm allowed to leave. Like Rashi brings down, the Rav Yosef was istinus because the Gemara in Avraham Pesachim says. Three people, their lives are not lives. Because they can't be served by anything, they can't tolerate anything. And Rav said, "Kula istubi, I have all these issues." And Levi said, "One of the things were he's a nina datoi, and therefore he had to leave." Tana Rabbanan, he was eating in the sukkah and it started raining. V'yarat, and he left. He left the middle of the sukkah. The rain was ruining the food. He left. Then it stopped raining. They don't have to go back into the sukkah until the end of the sukkah. You gotta finish your sukkah in your house, even though it stopped raining. Same thing by sleeping. You're sleeping in the sukkah. It started raining. They went back into your house. You don't have to go out until it gets light. So that's what it says. The yard sounds like until it gets light. When it gets light, you have to go back into the sukkah. So, boy, lehu, Moses Mono, achiyar, until you wake up, or achiyar, until it gets light. How do you go? So, the ayin, which means until you wake up, or with the aleph, until it gets light. Toshema, achiyar, v'yalan, v'shachar. The Bryce says, until it gets light, and the amud shachar comes up. Regular tarti, same thing. Getting light and amud shachar, same thing. What's the Bryce saying? Eleima, achiyar, until you wake up, v'yalan, v'shachar. Until you wake up, and amud shachar. So, you get a kula both ways. If you wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning, you let it turn off and go back to sleep. If you don't wake up when it lets shachar, you don't have to be woken up. But if you wake up after it's light, you have to go back into the sukkah and go back to sleep into the sukkah.
You can't roll over at 9 o'clock.
Right. So once it's light, you have to go back into the sukkah. Moshal le nimar adav adayma. Moshal adav adayma. Sleeping in sukkah, like just to repeat over a very important Rashi, beginning of the second parak. Rashi says, "What's the ikir yeshiva sukkah?" Ik yeshiva sukkah is the ik yeshiva sukkah, achila, shasiya, and shina. Eating, drinking, and sleeping. It's from the ik yeshiva sukkah. We know that you can't even have shina's ariyat of sukkah. Sleeping in sukkah is a very, very integral part of the halachos of sukkah. Moshe l'ma'a dava daim, abaya lahu, mi shafak l'mi. It says in the Mishnah that if it rains, it's ki'ilu, you're serving, the Eved serving his master drink, and it's poured back on his face. Now, what does that mean? Who poured it on who? And the question is like this. Is it Ke'ilu the Eved poured it on his master's face? Or is it Ke'ilu the master accepted it and threw it back into the Eved's face? Tashema, the title of the Braisa, Shafak le Rabbi Kitan Aponov, Shafak le Rabbi Kitan Aponov. The rabbi spills back the cup onto the Eved's face. I don't want your service. I don't want your service. And that's how the Braisa explains that. That's what it means. When it's raining, it looks like Hashem is pouring back the water back onto your face. You don't want to do a mitzvah. Hashem says, no, I don't want you to do a mitzvah. And a lot of the Achronim speak out that this whole mashal is only in Eretz Yisrael, where it's not supposed to rain. But in Chutz La'aretz, where the derech is that it rains at that time, that season, it doesn't. It's not dafka a siman klal. It's not supposed to be a siman klal. Siman klal is dafka in Eretz Yisrael, where there it usually doesn't rain at that time. And if it rains, a siman klal l'mashenkin in Chutz La'aretz, where a lot of places it is a derech to rain, let's say in America, so then it's not a siman klal. Tana Rabbanan. Bizman, once you talk about klal, we'll talk about the rest of the parak, we'll talk about klal. Tana Rabbanan. Bizman shacham aloika, which means when the sun, something happens to the sun, it's not shining the right way. Or it means like a eclipse. The problem with eclipse is that's something that's fida teva, fida nature that Hashem made. It has its schedule, so it's shvat to say simira. That's a big mashal shaila in the Achorim how to learn. But bezman shas chama loika, when the chama gets blocked, some of its light, it's a simira lechol em kulay. It's a bad simin, a bad omen for the whole world. Mashal vadav day. When the melech boss of dam she also suda lavad, they made a suda for his servants. V'hiniach penes v'lefneim. He put a light for them to eat. He tells his Eved, take away the light. Let them eat in the dark. Let them eat in the dark. That's what it's like. If Hashem makes some problem with the sun, that's like a bad simon that Hashem's saying, I don't want you to have light. Anytime any of the ma'irois, which is the sun, moon, and stars, are loikin, simon ra l'sanayim shal yisrael. It's a bad Simon for Klal Yisrael, because they are the ones who usually are used to getting the tzaras. Moshal is Sefer, Shabbat Beis HaSefer Shubiyadai. If the Rebbe walks into the yeshiva with a big whip in his hand, who's scared? Midai, who's scared? Misha Ragalokas, the one who usually gets patched every day. Misha Ragalokas, he's nervous. Now, what's the pshat in that? Zokhtam HaShah, pshat is like this. The boy who can't learn doesn't get patched. We give up, we don't care about him. He's doing what he wants. He's no hope anyway. For the person who has hope, there's hope for him. He's the one who knows how to learn, who could learn, who is able to learn, he gets the patch. That's why Klaiso gets the patch. The guy let them do what they want. They have no hope anyway. But the Yidin who have the potential to do the Ratzon Hashem and the Avod Hashem and to bring Kvod Shemayim, they get the Tzaras in order to remind them that that's their job in this world. So if I care, it's a Milo. The one who's Doyig, Ruggah Lilkos, B'chol Yom Yom, he is the Milo to him, not a Chasar. Tana Rabbanan. B'zman Shachama Loika. When the sun gets blacked, Simen Ra La'oy B'chav. It's a bad Simen for the Goyim because they go with the solar calendar. Levana, if it's the moon, like a simmerah, sinem shayshal, then it's a simmerah for klai yishal. And this doesn't really stem with the Gemara before, which just says that bezman shacham aloika is simmerah lecholam kula. Here it's mashed after the goyim, and so they talk about that. Levana like a simmerah, sinem shayshal, but shayshal mayim levana vechavim lechama. Like a b'mizrach, if it's wild in the east, it gets this eclipse, Simrali Yeshiva Mizrach. People live in the east should be worried. But Ma'ariv, Simrali Yeshiva Ma'ariv, people in the west. Bem Tzarekiya Simral Chalam Kula, it's a Simrach for everyone. Panav Doimin Ladam, if it has a reddish color, the sun, then Cherev Alaylam. It's a simin that there will be war. Lasak, if it's Doimin to a sackcloth, which is black, Chitzirab Alaylam, that's a riot that will be, that's a simon that's going to come, a major hunger, and people will start getting blackened from the hunger. That's going to become loylam. Lezuv lezu, if it has both colors, cherev v'chitzi rabbalam, both of them coming to the world. Loika v'chitzasa, if it has this eclipse in the morning when the sun comes up, Peronius Shoya Lava. Look, it also means Rashi types with Shkiyasa. If it's Laka when it's setting, the sun is setting, Peronius Shoya Lava, then the Peronius will it takes a while to come. Bitsiyasai, if it's while it's coming up, Meharis Lava. That means it is going to be quicker. Some say the opposite. That Biknisasai, that means it's going to happen right away, just like the sun is being covered right away. Masha Enkein, the other way around, if it's coming up, so it's going to be a while till the tzaras comes. So that Shaila had a tight job, that simon. Ve'en l'chol kol umma v'umma shaloika, anytime any nation gets a oinish, gets a punishment, she'en l'hel loika yimo, their gods, their avodazaras get punished with them. So now it says in the pasuk, "V'chol aleihem Mitzrayim eser shvatim," that Hashem said when He punishes Mitzrayim, punishes the Egyptians, all the aleihem Mitzrayim will also be punished. And when Klal Yisrael does the ratzon of Hashem, the will of Hashem, you don't have to worry about any simanim. Shneimar it says in the pasuk, "Koy amar Hashem el derech hagoyim at lamdu." Don't worry, don't learn from the goyim, and don't worry about any oisus hashemayim. Only the goyim have to worry about that. The klal Yisrael does not have to worry about those simanim. It's actually a Rashi in Chumash and Parashas Bereishis brings this down that when klal Yisrael does ratzayin shalmakim, you don't have to worry about the simanim that happen on the ma'iris.